Father, it's a real joy to be together as a church family this morning and to gather around your word particularly. Thanks that we've been able to read your word. Father, we'd love for you to be teaching us and growing us into maturity through your word this morning. So please help us to hear your words well. Amen. Some words are a really big deal, aren't they? Child's first words, for example, that's a pretty big deal. The words, I love you, maybe spoken by a friend or a partner or a parent or a child, those words are a big deal. Words in a job contract or words in a contract you might sign to buy a house, those words are pretty important. Sometimes words are even such a big deal that you have to get an entire nation to turn up and vote on whether those words might get changed. We might have to do that later on this year. Words of a constitution, they're a pretty big deal. Oftentimes, words are a big deal, and that is absolutely true here in our church at Bathurst Presbyterian. Here at PPC, God's words are a really big deal. God's word is one of those things that we really love here as a church. Now, just a reminder, we're working through a Bible teaching series at the moment, Seven Things We Love. We're thinking about some of the things that are a big deal to us here at BPC. We're celebrating some of the things that are really precious to us as a church. And we're doing this so as to strengthen our togetherness and to grow our appreciation of who we are. One of those things that is a big deal to us all is God's word. So this morning, we're going to do the same as what we did last week. We're going to look at the importance of what we love, in this case, the importance of God's word to us. We're going to think about why it's such a big deal to us. And then we're going to think about the impact of God's word here. Let's think about the importance of God's word. The importance of God's word is really hard to overstate. It's really hard to overstate because everything that exists, including us, including you and I, we all exist because of God's word. The whole universe exists because of God's word. Our whole planet, every single person on it, we are all here because of God's word. The very first event described for us in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, is God speaking. He says, "Let there be light," and there was light. God speaks and he speaks the universe into existence. Stars and planets, mountains and oceans, plants and animals, humans. He speaks and he creates everything from nothing. God's word, we find out at the beginning, at the very start of the Bible, God's word is unimaginably powerful. And then God creates people. And the very first thing God does, having created humans, he speaks to them. Also in Genesis 1, it says that he created humans in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God spoke to them. And of course, if you read further in that chapter, God spoke to those people words of life, words of love, words of promise. God's word sets the agenda for our relationship with him. We know God through his word. It's pretty hard to understate the importance of God's word. As you read through the Bible from Genesis, God continues to speak to his people. All the way through the Old Testament, God speaks. He speaks to people like Abraham and Moses and Samuel and King David. And he speaks through prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah and many, many more. God continues to be a God who speaks. His word has always been a really big deal for his people. But then we arrive at one particular point in history. And God takes his word to a whole new level. The word of God, the word by which all things were made, the word by which we can know God, that word steps onto our planet as a person. Have a look at Hebrews chapter 1. It's up on the screen. It says it like this. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. Hebrews says God speaks to us now in his Son. God speaks to us in Jesus. Jesus is the Word of God. He's the Word of God in the flesh. All the authority, all the power, all the love, all the promise of God's Word in Jesus. God has spoken to us by his Son. His Son, whom he appointed heir of all things. All of God's words have always belonged to Jesus. They have always been about Jesus. Even as far back as those very first words at creation, Jesus was there. Of course, when Jesus stepped onto our planet, he didn't come just as a messenger. He didn't come just to speak God's words, although he absolutely did speak God's words. Jesus is God's word. Jesus came so that we can know God. He came to deal with our sin. And even though we don't deserve it at all, he died in our place so we can be forgiven. Such is the power and the authority and the love of God's word in the flesh that Jesus comes and he rescues us. And he makes us into new creations who belong to him. Jesus is God's word at work in the world. Friends, God has spoken to us by his Son. That is why God's word is such a big deal to us here at Morning Church. Believe it or not, though, there's still another reason why God's word is important to us, particularly as we gather and as we live as a church, as a group of people who belong to Jesus. And that's because Jesus who is God's word in the flesh, Jesus thinks, and Jesus has demonstrated for us, the importance of God's word in his church. We're finally at Ephesians. Hopefully you still got your Bible open there at Ephesians chapter 4. In that part of the Bible that we read, Jesus gives gifts to his church. And I want you to notice that the gifts that Jesus gives to his church are all people who speak God's word. They are people who speak the message of Jesus. They speak the gospel. So Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. It says, Christ gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. God's word is so important to Jesus that Jesus gives to his church apostles. Apostles like Paul, people who knew Jesus personally. He gives his church prophets, people who wrote down words from God that we can read in the Old Testament. And by the way, how amazing that those words from the prophets all those years ago, those words from the apostles all those years ago, God has kept those for us by his Spirit in our Bibles. And we can still read them today. They are just as much for us today as they were for the people who heard them first. And then Jesus also gives his church evangelists. That's the people in our lives who have shared the gospel with us. And pastors and teachers who teach the Bible and encourage us with God's word. We love God's word here at BBC because God's word, it is a gift to us from Jesus himself. Jesus could have given his church anything, any gift he wanted. But the gifts that he gives us are people who speak God's word. Now, if Jesus values God's word in his church that much, no surprise we value it too. And God's word, it's the kind of gift, as you would expect, being a gift from Jesus himself, it's the kind of gift that has a big impact in our church. And the next part of Ephesians shows us some of the impact, particularly the impact of hearing God's word. Have a look at verse 13. Verse 13 tells us that Jesus gave us those gospel workers for the building up of the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. God's word, it not only rescues people, not only brings people into Christ's people, it also builds up Christ's people. It grows us. It strengthens us. God's word, in that sense, I don't know, they're a bit like eating all your veggies at dinner time. God's word is like spiritual vegetables. It grows us up and grows us strong and grows us healthy. God's word is full of goodness and full of nutrition, all of the things we need to grow up mature in Christ. I suspect God's word are better than vegetables, though, because God's word tastes good, unlike vegetables. God's word is sweet. They are words that encourage and comfort and spur us on in living for Jesus. We love God's word. God's word makes us mature in Christ. And it also protects us. Verse 14 says that God's word builds us up so that we're no longer children, no longer tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. God's word builds us up and makes us strong so that we're no longer easily pushed around. We're not easily confused or distracted from Jesus. It strengthens us so we're convicted of the grace and the truth and the love and the wonder of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And so for all those reasons, we love God's word. We love hearing God's word because that's what it does. We love it on Sundays, reading the Bible like we've just done, hearing the Bible explained. That's right at the center of our Sunday church gatherings. We love that. We love bringing our Bible to church with us. So many of you this morning have got your Bible with you, even open in front of you. We love doing that because we love hearing God's word well. Lots of us even bring a notebook and a pen just so that we can be active listeners as we listen to God's word. Lots of us read the Bible passage before we arrive at church on a Sunday. Again, because we love hearing God's word well. Because we love God's word, we love our small groups. They are a place where we help each other hear God's words all the more clearly. Places where we help each other apply God's word to the way we think and what we do and how we treat each other. And we apply it to our friendships and our marriages and our families. We love that. If you're part of a small group, sometimes you might feel like you're missing out on an hour of Netflix or you're missing out on football training, but you're not missing out. You're hearing God speak to you through His Son as you read the Bible, as you discuss it together. And if you're not in a small group, and I understand that most of us are, but if you're not, I can't say it more plainly than to say you're missing out. You're missing out on another opportunity to hear God speak to you through His Son, Jesus. I'd love to help you if you want to join a small group. Here at church, we love Kids for Jesus. It's on break at the moment, but we love Kids for Jesus. It's not there just to entertain our kids. It's there to help them discover Jesus. That's why at Kids for Jesus, they spend time reading God's word. They read the Bible. They talk about it. They do a craft that is there to reinforce God's word. We love our youth group. Now, if you wanted to entertain teenagers on a Friday night, it's been a while since I've been a teenager, but I strongly suspect bringing them all to a church hall to sit around in circles and read the Bible is not what you would do. But that's what we do. And the reason we do it is we love God's word. And we want our teenagers to hear God's word, and we want them to belong to Jesus. We love reading our Bibles. It's not a thing we have to do every day. It's not like we have to read it all the way through every year, but we do love it. And that's why sometimes we do things like use a journal or a Bible reading plan, if that's helpful. Buy a small Bible and carry it in your handbag or your backpack, if that's helpful. And of course, we've all got our phones with us. Maybe keeping your Bible app on your phone's home screen is helpful for you. You know, your phone can even read your Bible to you. You don't have to do the reading part yourself. Now, if that is not a good excuse to buy yourself a new set of AirPods this week, I don't know what is. If you haven't got a Bible at all, please talk to a friend here at church. Come and talk to me, because I'd love to help you get a hold of one. Now, of course, you might have the opposite problem. You might have too many Bibles just sitting on your shelf and they're all gathering dust, and you need to get rid of all of them bar one and keep that one and make it your own and read it. I don't know what your daily schedule is, but I know for sure there's not a single thing in it more important than hearing God speak to you through his Son. If you want to level up your Bible reading, read with a friend. Read the Bible with your spouse or your kids or your housemates. We love doing that. Just reading the Bible together, chatting about it, praying about it. It doesn't have to be complicated. I mean, you might want to add a coffee into that situation, but again, that's not the important part. Just read God's words together. We love God's word. We love being really deliberate and intentional about hearing God speak. Because we love God's word, we don't just love hearing God's word. We also love speaking God's word. Those gifts, those gospel speakers in Ephesians, Jesus uses those people to equip his whole church to be people who speak God's word to each other. So that our church becomes a hive of gospel speaking back and forth, as God's word is everywhere in our conversations, helping us grow up and grow strong and grow healthy in our relationship with Jesus. Have a look at verse 15 of Ephesians chapter 4. It says, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it's equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Each part of the body, each part has a part to play in helping the whole body grow up in love. And what part does each, what job does each part play? Well, speaking the truth in love. When our church is working properly, there's no spectators, there's no one sitting around doing nothing, we're all speaking God's word to each other. That's absolutely going to look different for different people. It'll look different for each one of us, in fact. We've all got different abilities, we've all got different friends, we've all got different opportunities. But in that one very important way, what each of us is doing is all exactly the same, because we're all speaking God's word to each other. And that's the reason why everything we do here involves, in some way, speaking the message of Jesus. That could look like a few different things. Sometimes that will look like speaking to share Jesus with outsiders in the prayerful hope that they will be rescued by God. Like our junior drivers on Thursday mornings. The folks involved there, they go to speak God's word. The way we support our gospel partners who share Jesus in places that we can't be sharing Jesus. Sometimes it's about speaking the gospel to outsiders. But sometimes it means speaking and teaching that grows all of us here in maturity in Christ. Like what we might do this morning over morning tea, asking each other about the Bible talk, asking each other what we've been reading in the Bible lately, talking about the impact of Jesus in our lives. It's a little extra effort. That's okay. I mean, if we watch a movie with someone, we pay enough attention to talk about it afterwards. If we're listening to God speak to us together, of course we're going to listen so well that we're bursting to talk about it afterwards. And we love asking the kids of morning church about what they're learning in God's word. Those conversations that we have with one another, that's building up our church in love. Other times, speaking God's word to each other means speaking in ways that equip us and train us and upskill us in being able to serve our Lord Jesus. That's why we love things like book clubs or kids and youth training days. Those kinds of opportunities, we don't just let them slip by us. We love God's word too much for that. That's really just scratching the surface of the myriad of ways that we can all be involved in speaking God's word to each other, so as to be pointing ourselves to Jesus, encouraging one another, spurring each other on in living for Jesus. All these things, by the way, all these ways that we can hear God's word well and speak God's word well, please don't misunderstand me. This is not a checklist of things we're just trying to get to the bottom of. We're not doing these things because we have to do them. We're saved by grace. We're doing these things because we love to do them. We love to do them because we love God's word. Because God has spoken to us by his Son, Jesus. God's powerful words. Words of life, words of love, words of comfort, words of rescue. The message of God's word in the flesh. We do these things because we love God's word. I don't know how close you've ever been to a beehive. I don't know if you've ever even got right up close to a beehive and put your ear up to the side of it. If you haven't, don't worry. You can probably imagine what it sounds like. It sounds like a whole lot of buzzing. What's happening inside the beehive is that all the bees are buzzing so as to create this sort of gentle airflow through the hive so that the whole hive stays at just the right temperature to keep it healthy. Now, of course, one bee couldn't do that. A dozen bees couldn't do it. If half the bees in the beehive were doing it, it wouldn't be enough. Every bee does it so that the whole hive stays healthy. Now, I'd like to think that if someone, obviously metaphorically, put their ear up against the side of our church, that they would hear much the same thing. That they would hear a strong, a loud, a steady buzz of hundreds of people speaking God's word to each other, hearing God's word together. That's Jesus' intention for his church. Jesus, remember, Jesus is God's word in the flesh. And Jesus gives to his church people who speak God's word. And his intention is that those people then equip more people to speak God's word. Jesus' intention for our church is for God's word to be spoken and heard and spoken and heard, so that our church might flourish, might grow strong, be healthy, and keep our focus on him. We love God's word. God's powerful word has made us. God's loving word saves us into our church family. God's transformative word grows us as a church. And so we love hearing God's word well. And we love speaking God's word to each other. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much that you are a God who speaks. You are not silent. Father, thank you that through your words we can know you. And Father, thank you that you have spoken to us finally and fully in your Son, Jesus. And we can know you fully through Jesus. Father, please help us to love your word more and more. Amen.